Good morning and welcome to the DF Summer YouTube channel. I am Razzle11 and you can find me on X at Razzle11Grinds. Going to take a look at some pitching for today, the 28th of August. It is Monday. We do have a 12 game main slate. Not sure about weather yet this morning. So let's dig in right away and take a look at what we're working with. Right away at the top, we get Kevin Gausman at home as a -260 favorite against the Nationals. Home Gausman has been the better version of Gausman. K rate much stronger. Walk rate is a little higher. Home run rate is lower. So Gausman definitely going for a bit more in the strikeout department. Is in the race for the Cy Young. I think he's a better choice than Gerrit Cole, but that is just me and my mentality. I'm not really sure. But he bounced back with some Ks last time out. Had some lower K performances. Washington, not a huge strikeout opponent, but I really like the matchup for obvious reasons. I think he's a strong play at 11-2. Blake Snell against St. Louis. I'm going to assume a -195 favorite. Game total is approaching 10. Snell has been pretty good. Not as strong on the road from a K department. Walk rate is much higher on the road, so but he just doesn't allow a ton of hits. So if we can avoid the walks against St. Louis, I think he has plenty of upside. Hasn't been super sharp of late, but he can just all of a sudden turn into dominant stretches. I think he's perfectly fine. I just prefer Gausman at this point. Zach Gallen on the road is a guy that I normally don't like to take. His road numbers quite a bit worse than what he is at home. And add in the fact that he is taking on the Dodgers, and we have quite a few question marks. The Dodgers are a -140 favorite here. He did face them earlier this season, and did not fare well at all. Strikeouts were there in that matchup, but the rest of it was not good. That came in LA. That was his first start of the year, so a lot has changed since then. He has 30 plus in two out of his last three. He's just throwing the ball dominantly right now. I just can't target a pitcher against the Dodgers. If Gallen goes into LA and just dominates, so be it. I'll take my L from that. Andrew Abbott, a slight road underdog against the Giants. He dominated them the first time he faced them. He's not as strong on the road. His K rate is much stronger, which is nice to see. That's kind of what we're looking for in this spot. The Giants do strike out. They didn't last night against Schuster much, but he's definitely not a strikeout pitcher. Andrew Abbott certainly is a strikeout pitcher. Him going after strikeouts leads to some walks and some home run issues as well, but this is the best park for pitching, so I am going to be all about Andrew Abbott in this one. Chris Sale against Houston, I'm not really interested. Has looked decent in his return, slowly getting stretched out. He probably is in the 85 to 90 pitch range, so he should be good. Strikeouts are certainly possible, but he did just give up four runs to this Houston squad. And now he has to turn around and face them just 5 days later. A lot of times I lean towards offenses when they are facing the same pitcher in back-to-back starts. So I will not be on Chris Sale. Kenta Maeda at home. I am interested. His home numbers have not been that strong, which is a little annoying. He is a -165 favorite. Has not faced Cleveland yet this season. Hasn't been overly strong in the last couple starts. Hasn't been atrocious, but not super strong. I like the matchup enough, so I am going to go with Maeda against a Cleveland squad that doesn't have a ton of power upside. Bobby Miller shut down the D-backs the first time he faced them. Hasn't been as strong at home. Surprisingly, he's given up more home runs at home. Coming off of a rougher start at Cleveland. But he was strong in a couple before that. Hasn't been a big K guy yet. Had strong K numbers in the minors. So the K ability is there. I will mix in a little bit of Bobby Miller. I'm not going to go too heavy. But obviously, as most of you know, I do go overweight on basically every pitcher that I use in my pool. Christian Javier against Boston, no thank you. Bryce Elder against Colorado. I don't think I'm going there. He did shut down Colorado. But this is in Coors now. He's been worse on the road. He just doesn't rack up strikeouts, so I'm not sure I want to deal with, the potential of giving up a couple home runs or something. Just because he doesn't rack up the Ks to offset it. He needs to have a lot of clean innings, etc., to be able to approach 20 fantasy points. So it's hard to get there in Coors without being able to pick up some strikeouts. John Gray on the road, where he has been better against the Mets. It's a minus 155 favorite. Game total is 9, so it is up there a little bit. He's coming off a rough start against Arizona, but prior to that, shut down the Angels and really dominated the Giants on the road. I'm interested in John Gray a little bit. I'm not in love with the spot, but I'm definitely interested. Brian Wu, pitching at home, he hasn't been the best, other than he's had really strong K numbers when pitching at home. Recently made a return from the IL and threw 65 pitches. An extra day of rest probably gets in the 75 to 80 pitch range against Oakland. Obviously, we pick on Oakland. Not seeing a line yet, but I'm intrigued, but I don't want to go too heavy on Wu, even if it is against Oakland. Coming back from shoulder issue, I like to give him a couple starts whenever possible. Josiah Gray against Toronto, no thank you. Grayson Rodriguez at home, he's been much rougher at home. He struggled against the White Sox earlier this year, even though he did rack up strikeouts. I am interested in Rodriguez just because we could see some upside, kind of like this game right here against San Diego 2 starts ago. It's really just been the 4 to 6K range for a while now. I think he's perfectly fine. I will use him. He's a minus 240 favorite in this one, so that's pretty strong. I'm gonna have to go with some Grayson Rodriguez. Johan Oviedo taking on the Royals. Man, his performances are all over the place. 20 plus in 4 of his last 6, but then a couple of really bad starts in here, or appearances. I don't know. One of those he might have came in as a long man, which I just don't understand bouncing guys around that way. But this game is a coin flip. Game total of 9 right now. I certainly think Oviedo is an option. I want to dig more into the splits between he and Kansas City. But I'm at least intrigued a little bit here. But obviously, I prefer Grayson Rodriguez quite a bit more. Going to this matchup in Chicago, I'm really curious to see what the wind is going to be like in this game. Game total of 9, so I assume the wind is probably slightly blowing out. Or it's definitely not blowing in, according to a game total of 9. So. Taillon wasn't very strong against the Cubs or the Brewers the first time he faced them. It's been pretty rough at home. Had some rough starts recently, so I'm gonna have to pass on Taillon, even though, as you know, I like to use pitching against Milwaukee. I'm just gonna have to pass at this point. Wade Miley struggled against the Cubs. I'm not gonna go there. he could put together a solid performance, you know, similar to here from a real life pitching standpoint. But he just doesn't have the fantasy point upside. So I'm just not going to go with Wade Miley. Kyle Harrison making his second start against the Reds. The Reds have been striking out plenty of late. Made his debut. Went just 3 1/3 and 65 pitches. An extra day of rest. I'm interested. I just don't know. Like, I'm gonna have to take a look at his minor league starts, just to get an idea of how they ramped him up or where he's been sitting. Because I do really need him to take a jump into the 75 and 80 pitch range. Even at 6,500, I still need, you know, some length out of him here. Because he was pretty solid, had a bunch of strikeouts, did allow a couple runs, but still only put up 9 fantasy points. So, you know, even if he matched this, like with 5 strikeouts and gave up 1 less run, we're looking at 11, and that's still not enough. You know, I need the ability to get 20. I'm not playing a point per dollar play. I need the raw fantasy points. And Harrison just might not allow us enough. But I'm interested in the matchup, so I'll have to dig in more as the day goes on. Kopech coming off of an injury, leg cramps. Was putting together a pretty dominant performance aside from his normal walk issues. I don't think I can go there against the dangerous Baltimore offense, but I will take notice if he comes out and does it again. Because we've seen earlier this year that he can go on some dominant stretches, but then obviously he can just completely implode out of nowhere as well. So, more of a wait and see just for future starts to see where he's sitting. No thank you on Greinke. No thank you on McGill. Curry has been decent. He only went 2 innings last game. He wasn't sharp anyways, but due to the rain. Was decent against Detroit. Solid start against the White Sox. There's some upside because Minnesota does K plenty. I just don't know that I'm going to get there on this slate. Kyle Muller, no thanks, even though Seattle offers a ton of K upside. Adam Wainwright, been one of the worst pitchers, starting pitchers in all of baseball, maybe the worst. And so I can't really go there at all either. So there we have it. There's the first look at pitching for today. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on to get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. And if you want to join us, get access to our coaches, tools, sheets, Discord, etc. I will put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, RAZ, for 10% off. And as always, best of luck, everybody.